Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We've got a full house here today. And I feel like it's Sports Rage late night right now because I've been going back and forth with Matt Perrault of the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sports Matt.
New feud. New feud.
I got to tell you, if I didn't see a video of this guy knocking people out boxing and sparring all the time, like I'd really like be like, you know what? F you, Matt. I've had enough of this. So, like, well, we're going hard. I didn't look at my Twitter right now. He thinks Grubauer's better than Carey Price. I told him I'm done.
If you think Grubauer's and Carey Price,
thank you.
You haven't watched
thank
a
you.
Hockey game in your
I
life.
I told him, I can't waste time debating hockey with someone who thinks Grubauer's better than Price. He said, well, the media disagrees with you. Why? Because Grubauer got nominated for a Vezina this year? Good deal. Good for him.
All you got to remember is one thing.
Carey Price was like, hurt. Carey Price was hurt with that.
Listen. I come in with Lionel Hutz and a drunk monkey and we play the case. Why didn't Washington keep Grubauer then? Crickets? Yeah, they didn't keep Grubauer. They got rid of this guy. So all you need to know is the guy's had a couple good years in Colorado. Carey Price is one of the best goaltenders ever. So slow down. I don't know what's going on with that Vegas Heat. It's roasting his brain. But I'll tell you one thing. Grubauer's not in Price's league.
Listen, he said on Sports Rage last week that the Canadians would be impossible to win a game in Vegas. Like, they just won. He's they barely hung on for the win. I don't care if they barely hung on.
It's still
they
a win. Win. Yeah, that's hockey.
It's
pucks. You win games.
Yeah, it's 1-1 right now, so we're fired up. We got a big hockey game this evening. We've been going back and forth with Matt Perrault. And the best is, so last night, I'm going back with him, and he tells me my keyboard, my Twitter game needs work. So I told him, your takes need work. So I said, your takes, because your takes are wrong. So I'm coming at him, and this is the best part. He said, and I didn't even criticize Vegas. I said, oh, it's so quiet in the arena, you can hear a beer spilt. And Matt, like, tags me with, like, the Vegas fan club Twitter account. Let this guy have it. Not one of them came at me. I guess all three of you in the fan club, right, were too busy at the casino. Settle down. Let's go. It's playoff time. Let's go. Yeah. Feel it. What we got now? Tonight, Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Let's do it. We got a full house. We got, I'm a big fan of worldwide sports. This guy kicks ass on Twitter. Of course, you see him here on the network, but it's the first time he's joining us on Game Time Decisions. We've got Thomas Vecchio in the house. We got a full house. We got George Kurtz. We got basketball covered. We got hockey covered. How about the Philadelphia 76ers collapse last night? We got the U.S. Open as well, and I put two golfers in. Me and Cam both. Cam put in what? 222. I put in two.
Yeah,
that's how many picks do you have right now? What's the current picks at?
Actually,
let me guess.
Hold on here. Okay.
We're gonna say you've got 67 current active bets right now.
I'll surprise you. It's actually lower than that. Let's take a look here. I'm riding a smooth 47 right now. 47 bets.
You get this soft. for these Cavaliers fans. Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
I know. I don't know.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We're all fired up. We got the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We got the NBA playoffs. Coaches are getting fired. NBA rumors, U.S. Open. I'm feuding with Matt Peralta on Twitter right now. Yep. A lot of good stuff going on. We got a full house. You know it's big when we're rolling out George Kurtz. George Kurtz is going to join us.
Islanders.
Talk some New York Islander hockey. And you know what? Just out of spite, I'm taking the Islanders. It's one of these deals. Not just out of spite, but I'm telling you, people have laughed at me. Even you got a big chuckle when I said Canadians versus Islanders in the Cup. Both these teams right now are 3 wins away. Why can't it happen? Why can't it happen? It will happen. It starts tonight.
I don't think Montreal is going to beat Vegas, but I like the way they're playing. I'm not a moron who says these guys are going to sweep. I think it's going to be tighter than people think. Well, I could be, Gabe, or you could be wrong. We'll see what happens.
No,
I like.
Look
how I bet the series. I bet Vegas game one. I take Montreal game two. I got no problems with anything. I'm loving the ice. I'm hating the basketball with our teams. Like that Utah game last night was absolutely brutal. We'll talk to the guys about it. That was pathetic. But great news for our golf too. Like we got two guys on the leaderboard when we got Koepka and Scheifele, and these guys are 2 under, and the leader's at 4. This golf tournament, I'm telling you, Gabe, it couldn't start any better. Usually you have to take a guy 3-4 over and he's got to grind, but we actually had two guys that came out really hot right now, so I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, and I look forward to Thomas and Rob's take on the Utah Jazz jersey. Cam was raging last night, not a fan of the bright jerseys. I'll tell you, though, and I said this last night, the only thing worse than the Utah nightclub scene are the Utah Jazz. That was, like, terrible. Like the fact that like that's to me, that's like worse than what Philadelphia did. Like Shaquille O'Neal was right. They're gutless. I hate to say it because Shaq, I don't want to admit that Shaq is right. It's like the one time we've ever understood what Shaq said. I don't think you guys have. Really. I don't know, I never understand what Shaq says. I'm like, yeah, speak up, Shaq. But I think they're scared to tell him that. Right. So, but yeah. I thought it was a jerk move that night when he ambushed Mitchell. He said, I don't think you're a star, and I don't think you guys are good. And I was like, you know what? You're a jerk, Shaq.
Wow.
And here they are right now. I don't know. Terrence Mann is dunking on Gobert. Terrence Mann was balling. That was all right, listen, we're going to get into the hoops on the other side. Let's dance. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're on the clock. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're all fired up. There's a ton of stuff to get to. We got Euro soccer. We've got U.S. Open golf, NHL playoff hockey. George Kurtz will join us a little bit later on. We'll break down the Islanders and the Lightning as we're down to the Final Four right now. But me and Cam are such a fan right now. We have a full house when we go Brady Bunch, a.k.a. Shady Bunch. We get
Shady
Bunch. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we brought in some new members to the Shady Bunch today. So, like I said, one of my favorite Twitter followers for years said, holy crap, Rob, you're moving in on a million here. I'm moving
holy
in. I was like, oh, look, I'm nearly at 20,000. You're at 733. 733. Hey, Rob Perez steps up and then Worldwide Wob. What's going on, Rob?
Thanks for having me, guys. It's looking forward to a big night here in the NBA. It's Bucks Nets, obviously game 6, but what's on the line here is feels like more than just basketball. It's jobs, it's legacies, it's narratives.
Yeah.
We not only have the best player in the NBA today playing, but the guy that's supposed to take his throne as well. So we'll see how it all pans out.
That's the fascinating thing about this playoffs. You're right. It's so many teams, guys, are on they're either on the verge of greatness or the verge of destruction. Oh, this team is going to win the title, or oh my God, they're going to fire the coach. Like we've been dancing on the edge. Let's bring in Thomas. Thomas Vecchio, Numbers Fire, FanDuel. How you doing, Thomas? Welcome to Game Time Decisions. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, like Rob said, we have a lot on the line, not only for this game, but for the game tomorrow night. If Philly loses, we can't still be trusting the process with the 76ers. Sam Hinkie didn't lose his job over this. So very exciting time in the NBA, plenty of NHL action, and, of course, Euro Cup.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Ben Simmons doesn't understand that part of the process is actually learning how to shoot, right? Less time with the Kardashians, more time in the gym. But you know, let's get that. But you're right. So me and Cam, we said we would fire Budenholzer at the half when they were down in game one. We're like, all right, that's it. You're done. Like at game one and game two at the half. Yet he's hanging on. I'll throw it to you, Rob, on this one. Budenholzer. They lose tonight. Is Budenholzer done, do you believe? Does he lose his job tonight?
Yeah, considering
not tonight, but if they lose tonight, you know what I'm saying.
Well, it wouldn't be a first to see a head coach fired on the tarmac, but that's usually reserved for college football. But if they lose that game at home tonight, especially without Giannis Antetokounmpo emptying the clip in terms of guarding Kevin Durant, it is coaching malpractice at this point that man is not guarding KD. He is quite literally the best defender this season in terms of at least 50 attempts of guarding Kevin Durant. That in recent memory of guarding KD, he's the best at it. And I love Giannis. Okay, he's a super nice guy. But at some point, even if Budenholzer is trying to tell you that we want you standing in the corner because it's part of our scheme, enough of that. Your backs are against the wall. You're facing elimination. He has to guard KD, and you go from there. There's so much that's wrong with this team, but if that doesn't happen tonight, gone.
Completely agree with you. Isn't it up to Giannis though? If he's real, you know, you're an MVP, you're a star, you're the face of the franchise. It's going to be your reputation where you demand it. You push everyone aside and you go, hey, I got this. James Harden did that to him, Rob. He said, I don't need the double team. And sorry, Rob, I'll throw it to you. I was going to say, Budenholzer, I get it, guys. He's not the right guy to push the right buttons here. Budenholzer can't tell Giannis and teach him, don't take a fadeaway jump shot against a horrible defender that's playing with one leg, Rob. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's not the coach, right? And I love Giannis too, but at some point, kid, you've got to do it. You've got to take it to the next level.
So Giannis went out there and he defended Jason Kidd, who we all knew shouldn't have had that job, but he's such a team guy and a good player. He wants to do good for his coaches that he's going to listen to Budenholzer because that's just the personality that he is. But you see big-time NBA players naming C.J. McCollum and Draymond Green tweeting during the game, why isn't he guarding Kevin Durant? Does he not want to do it? And then in the post-game press conference, when he's asked the question about, did you want to guard KD? He was pretty much saying, I would if the coach allows me. Enough of that. You've got star players saying, you are Giannis. You're on the court. Coach Budenholzer is not playing. You are. Just say, enough is enough. I'm guarding this man. And if you want to get thrown under the bus later, we will forgive you for it, but at least give it a shot.
You want to die on your own sword. And I remember, guys, and Cam, you remember with Vince Carter and the Raptors years ago. Yep. Vince on the Raptors, same thing in the playoffs. He was playing good. He was there. But in the last couple of minutes, he wasn't, you know what I mean? He didn't want the ball. He didn't have that.
He deferred.
And Vince, he got defensive after the game in the room. And Charles Oakley was right beside him. And Vince told one, hey, it's a team sport. I'm just one guy on the team. And Charles Oakley said, yeah, but you're the highest paid player on the team. Said it right there in the net. Like, no, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's your time. All these guys want to be stars. I mean, we saw it, like, even with the Knicks with Randall and stuff. And God bless them. I like them, Randall and Barrett. They were giving the ball to Derrick Rose at the end. Hey, you take it. And you see, I think Giannis is scared to get to the line late in these games, Thomas. It's in his head right now. So with the pass even that he fumbled the other night, he's thinking, oh, I'm going to get fouled and I'm going to miss the free throws. So it's 5 points right now. I think Milwaukee can win a very stressful game. I don't think they're going to blow them out tonight. I think this will go seven, but I'm not willing to lay five, Thomas. What's your opinion on this game? Or does Kevin Durant, the assassin that he is, you know what, put the final bullet in them? What do you think about tonight's game?
I think the five is a little bit too much, as you said. I would lean towards the under just as series go on. Throughout the playoffs, we see teams' field goal percentage drop. So the under is where I would lean. You know, for me, when it comes down to crunch time for the Bucks, like, they need a player. Like, who's going to go get that bucket? Like, you know, I always think, like, you know, he might not be the greatest long range shooter, but Jimmy Butler is a player that will go get you a bucket, right? He gets the line, you know, get a bucket, he'll get to the line with the end one. Like, Giannis isn't going to do that. You know, we see him deferring Chris Middleton. We see him deferring sometimes to Drew Holiday. Those players can get you a bucket, but if they're all not on the same page late in the game, like, they got, you know, I would say no chef in the kitchen. There's not too many chefs. They just have no one there to take control. And, you know, Giannis should be guarding Durant, former defensive player of the year. He needs to be out there on him. PJ Tucker doing a good job, but at the end of the day, it's Giannis' team. He should be the one guarding the apparent best player in the world with Durant.
Cam, what do you think about this game tonight? And I agree with the total here. I don't see this being a track meet. Look, the other night we got to 222. It's a battle. It's an elimination game. I don't think that this turns into a track meet tonight. I hate betting unders, and I got the push the other night at 222. I'm going to say under. Cam, first I'll throw it to Rob. What do you think about the pace in this game tonight? I think it's a slugfest and a battle tonight, Cam.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'm going on the under. The under's the play there. I also think it is too many points. Kevin Durant could go bonkers again. And we talked about this, Gabe, on your late night radio show. What the hell's going on with free throw shooting? Like Simmons, four for 14. It's not like you're Shaquille O'Neal with a, as we talk about, a ping pong ball in your gigantic hands and going up there and shooting. These are fundamental things that should be good. And I don't understand. Giannis has the wingspan of a bloody condor, and he should be able to go to the rack and get anything he wants, and he settles for these stupid fadeaway jumpers. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand when you have a body like that, and all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm going to change my game, and I'm going to just do this and try to hit a mid-range jumper. That's stupid. Go to the rack and set
it up. You know why,
Ken? Right. The foul, because you're right. He's in his own head.
He's scared.
He's afraid to shoot foul shots. He is.
He's scared. He's got, I swear. And Coach James Young agreed with us yesterday, guys.
He did.
Rob and Thomas. I sincerely believe that he shoots these shots because he doesn't want to get fouled. He doesn't want to get to the line. He's not confident he's going to hit the free throws. So I think he figures, you know what? I have a better chance of hitting this than if I get fouled. Yeah, you're not going to win if you're playing with fear. It's like gambling. Scared money never wins, right? Like in life. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't have – it's that killer instinct at the end. So what do you think, Rob, about the total tonight? You think it's a track meet? I don't think so. I think, you know, low 100s maybe. You know, what do you think the winner gets tonight? 108, 110? What do you think about the pace tonight?
Yeah, so just piggyback on your point there real quick. Giannis fumbling the ball out of bounds with the game on the line wasn't because he has bad hands. It's because he's worried about going to the foul line. And the down the stretch of these games is played in the half court so much. They have had three different games this series that the pace has been less than 100. Keep in mind, the NBA average is around 105. So definitely under.
Hold that thought, guys. We'll get your thoughts on the other games before we get you out of here. Game Time Decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Game Time Decisions. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, although Cam's the better impressionist on our show.
Not
Cam,
really.
We got two basketball guys. No, I do some good ones. I got a few good ones. What did I do to deserve this flat and flavorless Manhattan? That's a pretty good one. But give him your Bill Walton. Nothing tops Cam's Bill Walton. Tyrone Nesby.
Oh, yeah, that's it. When you're little, I love the way Tyrone Nesby's playing right now. I got to tell you, when you're talking about effort and you're talking about delivering, nobody's doing it tonight like Tyrone Nesby. I was like, Tyrone Nesby.
Man, we got to get Bill Walton. We got to get Bill Walton doing these games, man. We got to get him doing NBA games. All right, so let me ask you, Thomas. I'll throw it to you first, Thomas, on this. And Steve, Rob, I don't know if any specific player catches your eye tonight. So Durant goes off for 49 the other night. We talked about the total closing at 222. It was amazing. He would have got 50, but he missed a free throw of all people. Mm. He bricked it because you know he thought about it, right? I mean, they got the score on the damn scoreboard. He knew he was at 48. He's on the line, and he bricks the first one. I was like, yes, that's how we got the push with the total. His prop tonight, 35.5. 35.5. A little shaded to the over here at minus 120, Thomas. What do you think about Durant coming off the 49-point game now with 35.5? Too high, too low, just right? What's your take?
I think that's just right. If we're going to be seeing the same James Harden that we saw the other night, I think that's too low. If Harden's not going to be contributing in any way from an offensive scoring standpoint, we know he's out there running the offense, but if he's not going to be scoring, then they're going to be, you know, siding with Durant time and time again. So if you told me he ends up with 42 or 45 tonight, I'm not going to be so surprised. So I think the 35 is fine. It really comes down to the effectiveness of James Harden from a scoring perspective tonight.
James Harden, Rob, is 17.5. It's a good point by Thomas. What do you think about the Durant Harden props tonight?
Yeah, I would take the Durant under because of my belief in that James Harden will show up. He will not be rusty. I mean, he still gave you 40-plus minutes in that game five. His usage will be higher. If Giannis is guarding Durant, there will be a lot more deferring. And Budenholzer is crazy enough to send a double team to get the ball out of Durant's hands, which is the absolute last thing you want to do and leave those jump shooters on some Brooklyn Nets wide open. But that could happen. And if the ball is coming out of Kevin Durant's hands, it will surely be in James Harden's. So while I'm not sitting here telling you to take the James Harden over, I think there will be enough usage there to consider an underplay with KD.
Giannis is 34.5, Thomas. Eddie, what do you think about Giannis? Is that just right as well, according to your numbers?
Yeah, it's just right. The question I always have is, you know, he's going to do his thing, but when does it, like, what are we going to be looking at from the role player? So I think, you know, I'm never betting against Giannis. Like, the 34, I think, is fine. But, you know, I look at someone's line like Drew Holiday, it's sitting at 18.5. You know, if Holiday ends this game with 15 points, are the Bucks winning this? Like, I don't think so. So if the Bucks are going to end up winning this game, you know, if we're expecting some positive regression from someone like Harden, from someone like Joe Harris, they're going to be scoring more. You know, we need to be seeing more scoring from the Bucks if they're going to come away. So 18.5 for Drew Holiday, actually, like, the over on that, I think it's sitting at minus 110 right now. So I think that's a pretty good spot. Like, he can't have 15 points and they win this game. That's just not going to happen.
That's a great point. And something that, you know, you brought up too, Rob and Cam, you know, we talk about Giannis just being a little bit too nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my beef with Ben Simmons. I guess it's a good segue, although I want to get a Suns and Four guy before we get the crew out of here. But that's my beef is at the end of games, Chris Middleton's the closer.
Yes,
right?
He is.
Like, really? So it's like, Giannis, you're not going to guard the other guy's best player. And when things really get crazy, Middleton's the guy that's going to have to make plays or Holiday. And look, a classic example the other day, Holiday was about to shoot. And then he stopped and he said, wow, I got Harden on me. Boom, he went around him, he took it to the rack, right? Giannis did it. So it's almost like, you know, these guys have the killer instinct. Maybe they have less to lose, etc. But I've always been fascinated by that. So I'm like, so in other words, your season is in Chris Middleton's hands in the last 10 seconds here, right? So this is what it always comes down to. And I'm fascinated by that. But I like where you're going with that, Thomas, with Holiday tonight. I think he does have ice in his veins. I don't think the moment's too big for him. I think he can be uber aggressive tonight. So Drew Holiday points right now. FanDuel is 18.5 at minus 108. All right, before we get into the Philadelphia stuff, just quickly, the Suns and Four guy. So, Cam, look into the Suns and Four guy. What do you think his name is? Because once I knew his name, I'm like, man, yeah. He even looks like that.
Like, I'm going to say, I don't know.
Like, roll the tape, like, guys. Roll the tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Roll the tape, guys. Suns and Four.
Boom! Look at this guy. Hey, those other kids picked a fight with him. I would say with an uppercut like that, Kurt. I'm going to say Kurt.
Oh, that's a great guess. He looks like a Kurt.
He's like Kurt Hennig. Like, you know, it's just
he looks like a Nick, though, too, doesn't he? He looks like a Nick.
Nick would have been my probably third Nick. Or fourth guess. Yeah. No, I like that.
Yeah, 38-year-old Nick. He's so listen, Nick's actually from he spoke. He's actually from Denver. He's not from Phoenix. He's a lifelong Suns fan from Denver. And he said he was up in the rafters all night with his girlfriend. No problems. Said friendly banter. He's from Denver. There was other Suns fans there. And it was it wasn't like guys were fighting all night. It was violent up there. And said it was no problems all night. And then he did say at the end, and he said, you know, he got up, hey, Suns in four, everyone, Suns in four at the end of the game. And he said these two kids threw a beer on him. He said these two kids didn't talk to him all night. They were a couple of rows behind him, but they threw beer on him. And he told them, Suns in four, but he didn't do anything. And he said, Danny, you could tell those two little weasel kids that they act tough and they're not. He said they started pulling out wads of money and, like, saying, like, who they were and stuff. Said they were acting like big shots, throwing money at me and stuff. And he goes, I still didn't do anything. And then the kid sucker punched him. So, like, yeah, we wouldn't advocate and promote some dude like an idiot's fighting in an arena. He didn't start it. And witnesses say, yeah, nah, he was a good guy. He didn't start anything all night. And so I was saying, Robin Thomas, that the Suns got to hook this guy up, right? The organization's not, because the NBA doesn't want to be associated with fan fights. But for the record, Devin Booker found him. Devin Booker put it out online. I want to find this guy and talk to him. So they did. They tracked him down. I don't know. I'll ask you, is it enough? I'll throw it to you first, Rob. Is it enough? Devin Booker gave him a signed Devin Booker jersey and two tickets to the first game in the conference finals in Phoenix. Is that enough?
It seems like a nice compensation package. Also gave him a lot of clout as well, a lot of social media clout. I don't know if that's something of value to him, but this guy will live in Suns Twitter, Suns fan base.
If they win the title, people are going to get tattoos, Suns in four, right? And stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the rallying cry for a lot of these fan bases. Once upon a time, the 76ers had a cat. It was called Raise the Cat. That was a thing for a while. And every fan base latches on to something weird. This is the Suns' weird thing.
This sounds weird. What do you think? Enough? They should give him tickets to both games. He's got to pay to get there. That's what I
agree.
I'm like,
I
not
agree.
Just one game, both games.
So if he's flying there, right, if he's flying there, give him tickets to both games. Yeah. I think, you know, if you look at it from the right perspective, you can have some fun with this. You know, a player reaching out, getting him the tickets, getting him the jersey, I think it's fine. You know, the fighting in the stands is one thing. You don't obviously want to highlight that for obvious reasons. But you can have some fun with it and, you know, do good things for fans despite how they came to notoriety or whatever it might be. So I think this is good.
Yeah, me and Cam are horrible people. I know, like we're promoting fan fight. We're aware.
Yeah, we are. Wait, but that other idiot sucker punched him. You get what you pay for. Like the guy, and it was a dirty, dirty hit. The kid didn't know he was dealing with a man. And that guy's just throwing haymakers like that. Hey, you know what? Hey, dude, be careful. Before you sucker punch a guy, know who you're dealing with, and that's the price you pay. I got no problem with it. He did nothing. Guy's there with his girlfriend just watching a basketball game, and the guy attacks him. So, you know what? Good on him. I don't care.
So listen, we've only got 2 minutes left here, and we'll get the guys out of here. So my favorite NBA fan is Courtside Karen in Atlanta. And she's, like you said, Rob, everybody has like their thing, Courtside Karen. Remember the girl she got into with LeBron? I didn't like her at first, but hey, if LeBron likes her, then I could be all right. LeBron's like, no, she's all right. Like, you know, LeBron said, nah, she got balling. She came back at me pretty good. Right? Like, so she's going to be here. So the Hawks, Philadelphia. Rob, what do you think? We got 2 minutes, 3 minutes here, so we'll get to tomorrow's games quick on the way. I'll throw it to you first here up. Can Philadelphia bounce back after blowing a 13-point lead at the half the other night, 26 points last night? The sky is falling. It might be better for them to get away from Philadelphia now. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, call me crazy, but I think they win game six, and they're still going to win this series despite everything that's happened because they are the better team with a player that is not containable. And once Doc Rivers realizes that this bench unit he continues to have faith in can't play anymore, I don't want to see Dwight Howard on that court ever again if I'm a 76ers fan. For the love of God, put Ben Simmons at the five, and a lot of these issues will be solved. Then you take Ben Simmons off the court in the fourth quarter, you bring in Tyrese Maxey or someone that can shoot free throws, and you're good. You should be good. You don't have to worry about the contagious energy of anxiety that has filled the arena every time he steps to the power. Throws him off the rhythm, all the above.
Thomas, what do you think about this one? Can Atlanta finish him off, or you agree with Rob?
I think the 76ers at least win this game. You know, game seven can always be a toss-up, but, you know, blowing a lead like that, you know, multiple times is not something that's going to be happening again and again and again. You know, we should see more scoring out of someone like Tobias Harris. He shot 2 of 11 in that game. That's obviously simply not good enough for him. So I'll take the 76ers in this game. I still have faith that they are the better team, just depending on what they can do in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to go down with the Hawks here, man. I'm taking the Hawks here tomorrow. We got 15 seconds. Hey. Jazz and Clippers. God. Are the Clippers really going to win without Kawhi Thomas? Quick, yes or no?
I'll take the Clippers.
Wow, yes. Rob?
Yeah, small ball, baby.
Jazz, no one believes in the Jazz, man. Hey, great stuff, guys. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. This new, as you can see, the snowball cam, we replaced it. We got the clip on again. Except the only thing, with the clip on that makes it good, you need to clip it on.
Yes, you do.
You need to actually
be careful. Be careful with buttons, Morenci. Like, that's a really nice club shirt there. Make sure when you clip it, because I made the mistake before clipping it in the buttonhole, and then it stretches, especially after I've had a few pieces of pizza or chicken. It can kind of stretch it out there. Be careful with your club shirts. Make sure you clip it in the right spot. You don't want to ruin those buttonholes. I've ruined too many shirts that way. I just bought a new Under Armour golf shirt. I had to put a new blue shirt in my rotation of all black. Hey, add another one, guys. That's three.
So you went out and splurged on. So you went, you bought one. You just didn't want to have the story.
Actually, I got to be honest with you. I didn't know. I ordered it online. And then I'm going to tell you, it's a little snug. It's a little snug for a double XL. So now I know. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't buy. I was going to buy like three or four. Be smart, because you can't go into the change room. That's another tip during the pandemic. You got to be careful when you're buying clothes online. Everything fits differently.
Dude, the store where I bought my jersey, I swear to God, it's easier to get into a crack house than it is this store. No, I'm not kidding. Like, I show you reviews. I'll read reviews, like, right now, even. Like, people are like, the guy is insane. Like, it really is. So he has a store cam, but it's locked. It's locked. So you knock on the door, and he comes out angrily. He's like an old Middle Eastern dude. He's like, yes. I'm like, I'd like to buy a jersey.
I'd like to give you some money.
No. I was in the store. He told two teenagers to buzz off. They were like, we're looking for some baseball hats and stuff. He goes, you got to call first. You got to call him and tell him what you want. And so when I showed up, he had like five Canadiens jerseys in different sizes ready. No browsing. He doesn't want people walking around touching stuff.
Yeah, like, super Nazi. He's the sports memorabilia Nazi.
dude, one of the best sports stores I've ever been in my life. Like, I'm looking up. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, really? Like, you've got Jay Schrader Raider jerseys? Like, he's got, like, the most random, like, old school this and that. He's got every hockey, everything. Every hockey, everything. Yet his door is closed, and he has plywood on the windows.
Plywood.
Like, I don't know what he's doing. But the thing is, so I read online about how, like, Soup Nazi, they're like, I don't even go to the guy's store. He's nuts. Like, he's nuts. Yeah. And he used to own, like, I guess he owns a watch repair place, a watch store, too. And they said he's nuts. Like, the people are like, he's crazy and stuff. So I show up. I call the guy. He's like, yes, what do you want? I'm like, yeah, buddy, have Canadian jerseys? He's like, yes. I'm like, can I come to your store? He's like, when? I'm like, I'll come in half an hour. So I get there. I knock on the window, ding, 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 knock on the glass. Comes out, yes. I'm like, I'm the guy that called about the Canadiens jerseys. He's all suspicious, like a drug deal. Like, he looks around. Yeah. He lets me in and stuff. He keeps, like, big distance from me. And he was a Canadiens fan. So the guy loved me. He's like, oh, anytime you welcome here at store, right? He's going off after. These kids knock on. He's like, buzz off. I'm thinking, like,
buzz off.
I'm like, dude, like, you've literally got like $2 million in jerseys on your walls here. Don't you want to get rid of them? These kids are coming to give you money.
I will say this, like, though, I got and a I know.
Jersey cam, and even I got another jersey. I haven't worn it yet. I'm going to surprise you. I got a baseball jersey. Maybe I'll bust it out. I'm waiting for Dave to get back.
I know what it is, but you could still surprise me. It looked nice. I saw it
Seattle.
On Twitter. Yeah, I love the Seattle. Yeah, it's nice.
You see it? I got the nice deal one. Yeah.
I like the old. I want the old Mariners jersey with the pitchfork.
They don't
that
have
one
it.
Looks good. Yeah, that's weird.
They
weird.
Don't no Dave sell Anderson. It they that's don't weird. Sell it. Drives me crazy. You figure out here, I would find it too. Trust me.
Yeah,
they don't have it. Even on their website, they don't really sell a lot of that stuff. Like they have like a hat, but they, I don't know. They don't seem to pitch that merch for whatever reason.
So you're saying this guy's got a watch business on the side? I could tell you one thing, and I know a lot of those guys in that business. That guy's loaded. His safe's probably got the gold bars and stuff in it. Like if you're in the watch repair business, that's just he's doing quite well. Don't worry about it. He's fine. He's rolling in money.
Well, fine watches. Yeah, whatever. He's an old Rich Middle Eastern dude. Whatever. He probably owns like I'm type of guy. He probably owns the building and stuff that his store is.
Probably.
You know what I mean? That's why he doesn't care, right? And he's like, whatever. I'll just put board up. It really is crazy because I was looking for this great spot. I was like, man, there's got to be like a better sports store somewhere. And there was, but I never knew because the guy's got plywood on his window. I walked past it a million times. I'm like, that's the place, really? I'm like, all right. I'm going to give it a call. I want to go back, actually. I got to tell you, though, it's really frustrating, man. Anyone knows modern, like, stuff. And I'm older now, so I shouldn't be wearing a ton of sports merch anyways. You know, I'm caught up in Canadians fever and stuff like that. But I do like the soccer jerseys. They're comfortable.
They are.
But I got to tell you, and Sharapan brought it up, and Sharapan only wears sports stuff, right? All the new sizes are weird, Cam. Like all these new, they change everything, right? Oh, different neck, different this, different that. So like even the baseball jersey I have, it's tight on top, but it's like a dress on the bottom, Cam.
Yeah,
like if I would have got a bigger problem. One, it would have went to my knees, but it's all tight. And I'm like, man, it feels. And the guy told me, he goes, that's the official one. Like that's the one they're wearing on the field. And I tell you, the ones they wear on the field aren't as comfortable as replicas. Replicas are better. The ones like this, the baseball jersey I have is meant to be tucked into pants, Cam. It's a real baseball jersey. Uh-huh. It's got like the tag is the official game. Well, like it's the real one. It's not meant for streetwear. So it's all tight on top. It's all long on the bottom and stuff. I'm not some rip-roided up baseball player who wants a tight jersey.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
no offense. I've never seen you tuck in a shirt into your pants. Something I don't do either. It's not my thing. I don't work for Untuck It. Like, I don't like tucking. It's just, no.
I went to that Untuck It store in New York City. I was going to get some of the stuff. It's like $200 bucks for a shirt.
I know. Yeah, customized shirt. What?
I'd rather just, yeah, like.
I know. I want to be honest with
that Untuck thing. It's not that revolutionary. Look, I didn't tuck this shirt. It's perfect.
Exactly.
I'm spraying it in my jeans. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's a tip, Untuck. Here's a tip. Maybe have extra large tall, extra large medium. Ooh, I got to untuck. Here's your waist size, your leg here. Oh, yeah, some people are built differently, like pears. No, I'm with you, man. I checked untuck for extra large, double. Gabe, you're right, $250. I told them, get bent, man. You do it for, like, regular shirts. For the bigger man, I got to pay for more cloth. More cloth equals more money. It's a problem.
I don't know if I've ever looked at anyone once in my life and ever thought, this guy really needs an untucked shirt. But,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I understand right, the so concept, but lower your price point. Yeah, let's get into the damn game.
All right, let's jump in here. Who's this guy? Who's on the hill here? Who's Zeus the Apollo? Zeus the Greek god? Like for the Jays?
Yeah.
We got a king in the Greek mythology here. I got to tell you, this king guy, Larry King could pitch better than him. And Larry King, may he rest in peace, is no longer with us. This King guy's a gas can. He's a King can flammable gas can, Ken.
You're right. No, this guy.
He's giving up like 10 runs in 11 innings.
Yeah, it's a Molotov cocktail. He basically throws, poof, there you go. Like, things get exploded. The total seems high in this baseball game, 10.5. But here's the thing. The Jays are going to hit King. The Yankees are going to get theirs as well. And the problem with the Blue Jays right now is, Gabe, their bullpen issues aren't just like a small story. It's becoming like the biggest story in baseball on a nightly basis. They have nobody that can get outs. You might want to take them in the first five. And I don't do that. I know Donnie Wrightside plays a lot more team totals, but this Blue Jay team, think about the games they've lost in late innings, like tons of games. It's dangerous, but I think there's going to be runs tonight. I look for the Jays in the first five because I don't know if they can close the door with the arms they got.
The Jays are a very talented team. They're not World Series contenders this year. They are playoff contenders this year, but they are World Series content. They could be. Like, they're getting close. Like, next year, year after. But I think there's two things, as you stated, Cam. Number one, their bullpen is an issue. Number two, if they're going to take the next step, their current manager is not the guy.
No,
he's like Montoya. Is he really going to outmanage people in the playoffs and stuff, like in a 3-2 game? No, like you're not. He's not the guy. Like it's like you said, the Blue Jays literally, and you follow them closer than I do. I follow them, but you know, you got the games out in front of you. How many games have they lost that they should have won this year? Seven, nine.
I'm thinking closer to ten. Yeah. I'm like talking like
managerial, like just different things. It's like, really?
Yeah.
How did you lose and that that's game?
A, like, that's a low end. That's like with just like, I'm talking about games that they had not just one run leads in, but multiple run leads in. That's actually a low end guess. Here's the thing about Montoya. It's low hanging fruit. And I'll give him a little bit of credit. It is not his fault that Carl Edwards Jr. with an ERA of 30, who should be, you were talking NASCAR instead of baseball. These guys, they have guys who can't hit the plate. They have guys with ERAs of like 20 plus. Like, it is the worst bullpen probably in baseball with the Marlins. But Gabe, he still makes bad decisions. He takes guys out too early. He doesn't read the game properly. They got to figure something out. Call up a kid from Buffalo. Do anything, because the guys that you're rolling out can't get it done. And I'm with you. I don't think it's all Montoya's fault, but he's also not going to win like a Brainiac Jeopardy contest or win anybody. That's the problem. It's not all his fault, but he's not the man.
I am going to take, listen, the Yankees have won the last two, right? So I am going to take the Jays here tonight. It's a pick 'em. It's -1 away. George Kurtz will join us. He's a Yankee fan. So we'll get his take on the game. But keeping it in New York, Cam, I'm going to go with Marcus Stroman. And all the talk that surrounds Jacob DeGrom all the time, I tell you, Cam, I know you're not a big Stroman fan.
But he's killing it. And I'm also
And you fair. Notice he doesn't Remember. Talk as much anymore. He's exactly. not. He hasn't said anything. This year,
the thing about
he zipped it up this year so far.
Know what it is? And you're in the New York market, and you know George will talk about it. He's from Long Island and stuff. He spouts off a little bit, but in New York, that stuff doesn't fly. In Toronto, it does fly because no media member has the balls to actually do these things. And you saw what happened in Toronto with Stroman. He talked too much. He alienated people. I think he learned a little bit of a lesson. Shut up a bit. Hey, man, you're a cool dude. Just pitch. And he's pitching great for the Mets. I'll give him all the credit in the world. This is what he should have done in Toronto. He's less drama now, and he's getting results. And I'll give him all the credit in the world. You're right. Not talking as much. He's letting his pitching do the talking.
I remember, and all we need to know, and we can bring this up with Kurtz, actually. I love, upsetting Kurtz, too. He's such a nice guy, though, George.
I like Kurtz a lot.
Matt Peralta, I don't get mad. George, I come at him. He's like, I know, Gabe. But, you know what I mean? I'm like,
You got to remember, Kurtz is one of those guys. Like, that's the thing, Marenzi. Like, you come in with a lot of venom, and he doesn't mind a good sports argument, but you got to remember, he's got teenage daughters now, wife working weird hours. Like, Kurtz is just like, does the generator work during football season? He's got his dungeons. He lives with a bunch of women, and he's just sitting there going, holy geez, he just wants to watch the game. He loves his family, but you could tell Kurtz, like, sometimes he just needs a moment of peace. He needs
to. But I'm going to bring it up and remind him.
You're going to drive him crazy. Exactly.
No, I'm going to. Unless I'm on his island, I'm going to support the Islanders. But I'm going to bring it up too. And remind him. And even I remember at the time, I was like, bro, you got to shut up. Like when Marcus Stroman went to the Mets and the Yankees were in the playoffs and they were struggling, and Stroman said, yeah, I'm better than any one of their pitchers. Remember what he said? Yeah, he said, oh, Cashman? Because Cashman started it. Cashman told him, we just didn't think Stroman was basically could handle being a Yankee in the playoffs, essentially. And Stroman's like, oh, yeah, I'm better than anyone on your staff. And at the time, and he said, besides Cole.
Yeah,
besides Cole. And he didn't throw Cole on the bus. Like, he didn't, yeah, Stroman's not there. He said, yeah, besides Cole, I'm better than anyone you got. More on the other side with that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, the countdown is on right now. Yankees and Blue Jays. And I see George Kurtz. I got distracted by George Kurtz and our Shady Bunch box. As Kurtz is ready to step up and in. And as I stated, we were just discussing. I know Kurtz can hear us right now in the green room. I was just discussing how when Marcus Stroman, when Brian Cashman took a pot shot at Stroman, said didn't think he was Yankee material. Didn't think he was good enough to help the Yankees. And here he is now, Stroman. And I'll tell you what, guys, there's been 25 home games. 25 home games for the Mets, Kemp. 18-7 to the under at home, the Mets. Give me the Metropolitans, like Apu, the Nye Metropolitans, my favorite squadron. squadron.
That was awesome. That's the best. Favorite squadron. The Nye Metropolitan.
They have a good squadron. Their defense, a good squadron. I miss Carmine already. Carmine this week, of all weeks, Carmine goes away this week. I sent him a message.
Everyone's gone away. I don't know what's going on. I feel like me and you, like Lisi and Carmine and everybody. It's holiday season, I guess.
I haven't gone away in 19 years. Yeah. Like, we don't do vacations.
Dave, I know. You don't go. Hey, at least you went to San Francisco on the trip. That was nice. I was actually happy that you went on vacation. You say you're workaholic.
I did the show from my hotel.
That's excellent point. You did. I usually do. And I usually call it when I'm in Vegas. I'm about 30 beers deep. But I'm like, hey, Gabe, man, I'm at the sports book, gambling, blackjack.
See, that's it, Cam. In Vegas, you can do shows, no problem. You can yell in rooms. They don't care. You can play a metal concert in a Vegas hotel room. They're not going to complain. I was in a hotel room in San Francisco doing sports range. Bang, 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 bang. Sir, what's going on here? I'm doing a radio interview. F off. All right? So, give me the I'm taking the Toronto Blue Jays. Taking the Toronto Blue Jays against the Yankees, and I'm taking the Mets. See, it's bizarre world. The Yankees suck. The Mets are great. Everything's turned upside down. Give me the under in a Mets game. Cam's baseball picks on the other side.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspective.